This is the Real Estate Marketing Minute, the show dedicated to helping real estate agents get to the next level of success. Featuring experts on topics that agents want to know about and providing tips for marketing smarter so that you can create a brand that attracts more clients and more referrals. The Real Estate Marketing Minute podcast is brought to you by AgentSauce, the leading real estate marketing platform for high-performing agents. This is the Real Estate Marketing Minute.
Hello and welcome to the Real Estate Marketing Minute. I'm your host, Adam Small. And with me today, we have our esteemed technology advisor, Mr. Douglas Carr. How are you, Doug?
Wow.
It's a new title every time you're here, Doug.
You got to set the bar low for your listeners.
Oh, we have some guy that might know something something. Yeah, yeah.
See,
yeah.
I can't even say it. Now I'll sound smarter. I'll be smarter.
That's right, George. All right, so today we've talked about email quite a bit in the past, I think, but one of the things that we've only touched on here and there is email deliverability.
Yeah.
So today I was thinking we could talk about email deliverability and, you know, define what it is and why it's important and how you do a better job of increasing it.
Yeah, that's great. A lot of people don't even realize that, you know, if you whether you're sending it out of your own, you know, Gmail account or whether you're using a service to send email on your behalf, that there's a number of stops along the way that could happen. And so email deliverability is basically the study, the science, whatever, of whether an email makes it in front of somebody's face in their inbox.
Not in the spam box, but not the inbox.
Exactly, in their inbox. So deliverability didn't always used to be that way. Deliverability used to be just whether it made it to the ISP, which is the internet server.
Right.
And so if I sent something out of, let's say, AgentSauce, did it make it? Did I get a code back from Google that they received the email was okay? But the problem there is that Gmail, Microsoft, all of the rest of the platforms then... And then spam filtering and everything else.
Right. Like they implemented a bunch of spam filtering techniques and people create their own rules sometimes too.
Exactly.
You know, so.
And so over time now is they like Google and Microsoft, Yahoo, I think, I'm trying to think of some of the other majors. They actually have their own kind of domain reputation that they follow.
Right.
And
right.
so they'll see, okay, it's coming from AgentSauce. They've sent us good stuff in the past. We'll go ahead and allow them in. And then people started spoofing. So basically faking that they were sending from your accounts. So then we had two different technologies kind of arise, SPF, which is a sender policy framework.
Right.
And then the other one is DMARC, but I can't tell you what that stands for. DMARC. But basically what those do is they basically are able to validate that the sending IP address is actually belonging to the company that is in the from address.
Right.
And so it's just one way to stop the spoofing and everything. But so the people don't realize that when that first email, so if AgentSauce, let's say you're sending out 1,000 emails.
Right.
The first email that reaches them, the first thing that they're going to do is say, did this email come from AgentSauce like it says it did?
Right.
And so they're going to check this SPF record, the DMARC record, and make sure that the domain matches the internet protocol address, the IP address that it came from. So they're just going to check the server and make sure that it
came. So they're just validating that it is actually coming from somebody that's allowed to send it.
Exactly. Because a lot of people, spoofing was a big problem where people were saying that they were sending on behalf of PayPal or whatever and tricking people.
Right.
So that's kind of the first step is, did it come from the actual person that said they were sending it?
Right.
Then the second step was, okay, well, it is them, but do these people have a good reputation?
Right.
And so now, does AgentSauce belong to any spam list? There's a ton of different companies out there that monitor and create blacklists and stuff.
Right.
Are the IP addresses on blacklists? So if you're sharing an IP address with another company.
Because it can be domain or IP address, right?
Yeah. And so the second one is that reputation piece. And okay, yes, they passed the reputation piece. Now the next thing is, okay, now we're going to actually look at the email.
Right.
And some flags in the email will make it go to the junk folder.
Certain words are more likely to make it to the junk
and
folder.
And nobody really knows that algorithm.
I think that they're probably different for every ISP, you know?
Yeah,
they're different.
There's a spam assassin kind of standard out there that people work from, but everybody's kind of got their own.
They all tweak it themselves. Yeah. And a lot of that's actually based on the content that they're receiving, you know, because a lot of the users, they may have a unique tinge to the content type that they receive, so they kind of tweak it towards that.
And then sometimes they'll just test. They'll say, we've never received an email like this before, so we're going to put one in the junk folder for this guy and one in the inbox for this lady
and see
whether they flag it, you know, and if they flag it, then we're going to block all of the rest of them coming in.
It's like an email A/B testing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so you guys can start to kind of figure out real quick that it's a beast. And sometimes those of us in the industry wonder how we get any emails into the inbox, because even though you absolutely subscribed and absolutely said that you want this email, sometimes it won't go to your inbox.
Right. And that's why you'll see like a lot of people when you're subscribing to a list, they'll say, hey, make sure to whitelist this address.
Yeah.
You know, so that it can definitely make it to your inbox.
Yeah. Most of the time in an email client, if you have the person in your contact list, they'll let it go to your inbox. But it's still a muddled mess.
You know, it's a funny thing because, you know, you depending on the stats that you look at, from an email deliverability perspective, as an ESP, you know, with agents saw sending emails for our customers, you know, it can range, generally speaking, anywhere from 20 up to 50 or 70%, even, depending on the email, the type, how good the list is and all that stuff. You know, I think most people say somewhere from 20 to 30% is the average for the real estate industry. And so far as email opens go,
right.
But it would be an amazing thing to actually know what that percentage of emails that just aren't even making it to the inbox are, so that we could then lower that open rate against that number instead of.
And that's what a lot of people, like, if your list is like 100,000 people,
right?
Almost every time you have an email deliverability partner.
Right.
And that's what those services do. Like 250 OK is one. They basically monitor how many of your email. They give you what's called a seed list, and then they're able to see how many actually made it to the inbox. But
I was talking actually knowing. I understand the concept of the seed list and measurement and all that. We get that.
It would be great. Yeah.
But I was just talking about knowing the actual number that didn't make it, so that I could say, well, you know, we got kicked out for this many and we delivered this many, and that's your open rate there, you know?
The problem still is that tomorrow you'll send another
email. It'll be different.
And it'll be different.
I know.
And that's the big problem in the industry. And so for people listening, where this can get really frustrating, obviously, is you're using a service and you're blaming that service.
Right.
And it's not the service. It's
it the may service. Not be the service.
The service is doing, if the service does 100% of everything that they're supposed to do as a good email sender.
Right.
So, like you said, monitoring for bounces,
DKIM, SPF records, DMARC policies.
All of that stuff.
And, you know, making sure what they're sending is a spam.
Yeah.
You know?
If you do 100% of that, you still can't guarantee that it's going to get to the inbox.
Right,
and that's where I've heard people kind of call up companies before and be like, you got a problem. You know, my email's not getting it. And you're kind of talking to the wrong person. You need to talk to, if it was Yahoo that blocked it, you need to talk to Yahoo. If it's Gmail, talk to Gmail.
But. So, and you know, that's not to say that there's like this huge number, this huge percentage, because even with your services like 250 OK, where they're monitoring what that deliverability rate, if you're doing everything right, then you're still getting, you know, 97, 98, 99%
of your
emails through.
The great thing on your stuff is that most of your sender, I think all of your senders are small senders.
Yeah, yeah.
So
we got a few that have many thousands, but most of them are small.
It's typically 100,000 or above on a single email send. That's not even a list.
Right.
And so that's when these guys start really flagging and testing and everything else. And so most, and the good thing is accumulatively, Agent Sauce sends millions and millions of emails, so you guys have a reputation. And that's the great thing is you don't want to be trying to send 100 emails out of your, you know, downloaded program that you bought for $9.95.
Right.
You know, because you're going to get blocked and well, put on a blacklist and, you're right, and everything else.
The cumulative reputation helps out a lot. And then the other thing that is a great factor there is that even if we do get a bad apple, which happens from time to time, you know, their impact on our network is, from a deliverability perspective is very minute and easily recoverable, you know? And I would say that we catch that probably 95-99% of the time, and we're able to then, you know, correct that down, you know, very quickly.
So. Yeah, and there's tools, of course, that the ESP uses, like feedback loops and everything else. You know, Adam can get these reports as they happen, where, you know, if you're sending off of some junk, you know, system.
A bad list.
You don't get anything.
Right. Yeah. So. You're not going to get that feedback if you're not doing the right things. So, and without that feedback, it's the ESPs will shut, or not the ESPs, but the ISPs, the Googles and stuff, they'll just shut you down entirely. Yeah. They won't allow you in at all.
And so the things that you guys want to do, the listeners want to do though, is they do want to maintain their list well.
Right.
And so if somebody hasn't clicked in a year or opened in a year,
get rid of it.
Stop. You know, people get these, you know, these metrics in their head. Oh, I grew my subscribers by this much, or I grew, you know, this. It doesn't matter how much you grew. What matters is whether people are opening and clicking and actually contacting you.
Right.
And so old subscribers and people turn over email addresses all the time.
I read a while back that it's every 6 months.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So. And so the thing is, you know, you want to keep a fresh email list, get people off there that aren't
right. Keep it clean and
don't go buy a list.
No, buying lists is bad.
Yeah,
most
of them have traps in the list.
Right. They've got the trap email addresses that signify it's a spam list.
Yeah,
and without fail, every time I've seen somebody do it, you know, the bounces are horrendous. The spam reports are worse.
Yep.
And you know, I will say early on that we had somebody do that with our system, and it shut down the IP for probably 2 months.
Yeah.
It took a long time to reprime that IP address and get it back to work and where deliverability was good. So, we've gotten a lot better about that ourselves, but that was just such a bad list that it just all over, it was just bad. So now we've got a lot of things that kind of help catch that too. So anyhow, we've talked about, you know, what email deliverability is and why, and you know, some of the things that you can do to increase it. Doug, any final thoughts on that for our
That's listeners? It. I mean, just maintaining a good relationship with your ESP and maintaining a good list is the best that you can do.
Right. So, all right. Good enough. Well, thanks so much for listening to the Real Estate Marketing Minute. We do appreciate it. And if you like what you hear, don't forget to like and or subscribe to our services. Thanks. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Real Estate Marketing Minute. Make sure you don't miss an episode. Subscribe now. Want to take your real estate career to the next level? Check out agentsauce.com. Until next time.